From somewhere on the 3G or a Wi-Fi network, you're listening to Red Belly Radio. Hello, thank you for listening to Red Belly Radio. My name is Steve Heaser. You know, it's entirely possible that you are listening to this podcast on an iPhone or on an iPod Touch. But you know, there is now one more thing that you can do with those devices. Well, actually, a lot of things. Here is Kendall from our online marketing department to tell us more. Well, I'm with Kendall from our online marketing group. Welcome to Red Belly Radio.
Yeah, thank you so much. So fun to be here.
And Kendall, you have been working on the new iPhone app. Can you tell us a little bit about it?
I sure can. We're really excited. We just launched our first iPhone app, launched it in December, and we're real excited about it. We're the first U.S. airline to have an iPhone app, and the first airline or the airline with the most robust airline app out there.
So there's any number of travel apps for the iPhone, but this is the first one for an American-based carrier.
Correct.
So what can you do on this app?
So you can do just about, well, most of the things that you can do from our website. So you can book air. You can obviously cancel those reservations as well.
You can. No, you don't. You don't want to cancel those.
You can, but we don't want you doing that. If you need to. That's right. But you can check in for flights, which is something that's a great feature when you're out and about, on your travels. You can actually check in now from your iPhone. You can check flight status to make sure that your flight's on time and see what the gate number is. You can actually book and cancel car if you'd like to do that while you're traveling. You can view schedules. You can even log into your Rapid Rewards account. So if you want to see what your total credit summary is, or if certain credits have posted your account, you could do that through the app. And then one thing that we're really excited about is that you can actually access our Ding fares through the app.
Now, well, Ding Fare, why don't you tell us more about the Ding Fares?
Okay. So Ding Fares are special, limited time only, deep discounts that we have on selected flights. They're only available through Ding. So in the past, you had to download a desktop application, and that was the only way you could get the Ding Fares. But now, people with an iPhone can actually access those Ding Fares as well.
Well, in fact, let's learn a little bit more about Ding, why don't we? I've never done a show about that one.
Yeah.
It's an application. You can download it. But before, you would download it to your computer, and you register as to, like, your home airport?
Mm-hmm. That's exactly how it works. So you download it to your desktop or now to the iPhone, and you go register. You provide your home airport or airports if there's more than one in your neighborhood, and then your zip code as well as your Rapid Rewards number. And then starting the very next day, you'll start receiving great deals from your home airport. So you never know what kind of deal you're going to get. If you live in Austin, you never know. One day you're going to get deals to Denver and to LAX, and the next day you might get Birmingham and LaGuardia. But they're going to be great, limited time only, usually only available for something like 6 hours. But great deals directly there to your phone.
So in the past, people might miss those if they weren't sitting at their computer.
That's exactly right. That's what makes it so fun, is that if you weren't at your computer, you'd miss those deals, not even know that it was out there potentially. And now you'll actually get them. You'll get an alert on your iPhone, which is actually one of the things we're so excited about, too, is that Apple just introduced a new operating system for the iPhone this summer, and it allows these push alerts, the push notifications from an iPhone app. So that's what makes Ding so perfect, that you can do all those things like check in and all those great features that we need, but one thing that makes it perfect for the iPhone is the fact that we can do these push notifications to truly send out an alert to customers to say, hey, you know, right now there's great deals from your airport.
And then you can just book them right there from your phone, I suppose.
That's exactly right.
And now you mentioned you can check in using your iPhone, mm-hmm. but this app, of course.
Right.
But can you get through security? Do you still need to print out the security document?
Yeah, you do still need to print out your security document. So what the iPhone app allows you to do is to go secure your boarding position. So, hopefully they're at 24 hours or whenever you can actually secure that boarding position to get a great seat. But you'll still need to go either to the kiosk when you get to the airport or to a computer before you get to the airport and actually print out a paper ticket or a paper boarding pass. Reason being, the TSA is not quite ready to use mobile devices like this to get through the security screening point.
So, and how do you get this app?
So there's two different ways you can get it. One, you can go to www.southwest.com/iPhone, and we'll actually have just a little more information about the app as well as a link so you can download it right there. Or you can actually go to iTunes if you're already in iTunes and just search for Southwest Airlines, and it'll be right there.
I can think of a third way.
How's that?
On your iPhone. You can go to the iPhone
app.
That's
true. That's right. Yeah, that's exactly right. So you can go to your applications and go search there for an iPhone, for Southwest Airlines, and you can download it right there.
In fact, I did that yesterday. So.
Perfect. Thank you very much.
Well, Kendall, this is really designed, I guess, for the iPhone, but does it work with the iTouch as well?
It does work with the second generation iPod Touch. We're still working out some kinks to make sure that it works with the first generation, and we have heard from a lot of customers with that first generation iPod Touch that they want it to work. So we're working on that, and hopefully we'll have that enhancement soon.
So nowadays when people ask you about Southwest Airlines, what do you tell them?
Southwest Airlines in Ding. There's an app for that.
We didn't rehearse that.
Yeah, no. Okay, so did it tape this time?
Yeah, I had to make her record it twice. Well, that does it for this episode. Red Belly Radio is a trademark of the Southwest Airlines Company. This episode is copyrighted 2010. Steve Jobs and Steve Wozniak have indicated that we have come to the conclusion of this podcast. Please turn off and stow all portable electronic devices, even your iPhones.